All right, everybody. Welcome to another one. Well, I have a very special show for you today. That's why we had kind of a special intro going there. So here's the deal. I've been thinking about the show a lot, and we've gotten away from our roots, where we really need to be with this show. So what I was thinking is I would get back to where I wanted to get, which is helping the people. I want to help you. You got fucking problems. You've all heard the thing. So in order to do that, I came up with a brilliant plan, I would say. We're going to have a special show called The Power Hour. So here's how it works. It's kind of a combination of the drinking game Power Hour and my expression of my desire to help you. So the drinking game Power Hour goes like this. Every minute for an hour, you drink one shot of beer. So, I have a little cheat sheet printed out here. So by the end of the hour, because a shot is 1.5 ounces, you've had 7.5 drinks in an hour. And I printed out the progressive effects of alcohol based on my body weight and all that kind of stuff. So about 15 minutes into the show, I should be feeling mild euphoria, which is sounds pretty great, relaxation, joyousness, talkativeness, decreased inhibition, although my concentration will be a bit impaired. So that's fine. 30 minutes in, I should have blunted feelings, disinhibition, and extroversion. Again, great. Impaired is my reasoning, which, fuck that, that's already ruined anyway. Depth perception, which I won't need because I'm just sitting here. Peripheral vision, again, who cares? And glare recall. All these visual things I won't be able to do anymore, but that's fine. I could close my eyes and I could literally do this with my eyes closed. 45 minutes in, I will be into the territory of overexpression, emotional swings, anger or sadness. We'll see which one. Put your money down now and we'll see what happens. Boisterousness and decreased libido. So that might be a loss. I don't know. It depends what you look for in this show generally. Impaired will be my reflexes, reaction time, gross motor control. I will be staggering and have slurred speech. I kind of already have that already, so I don't think that's going to be a big deal either. And finally, towards the end, I should be experiencing stupor, loss of understanding, and impaired sensations. Those are in the behavior that all seem to be good, pretty much, until this last one. In impaired, I will have severe motor impairment, loss of consciousness, and memory blackout are potentials. But that'll happen at the very end, so it's fine. So here's the way this is going to work. I have 60 questions that will be read out loud by my tranny helper, who is sitting here with me. You'll hear a bell, and then you'll hear a question be read out loud. The question starting is the beginning of the 1 minute. Whatever is left of the minute when the question is done is how much time I have to answer the question. While the question being read, while it's being read is while I'll take the drink. So here's how it'll go. You'll hear a question. I'll be taking my shot for the minute. I will answer the question as soon as the tranny helper is done asking about it. And then a bell will go. That'll signal it's time for me to stop answering that question, drink the drink for the next minute, listen to the next question, and then answer it. I know that sounds very complicated, but I promise it's not going to be that bad. You'll get that. You'll get what's going on pretty quick, I think. I also will probably experiment with some music beds on this one as well, just to keep the tone going, just to keep everything real nice and exciting, I think. Because who doesn't like that, really? That's pretty fun, isn't it? To just kind of, you know, amp it up a little bit. Okay, enough screwing around. Let me just get my tranny helper ready here. And let me get my first drink prepared. I have a Wyoming shot glass that the sticker has never washed off of. Terrible news on the summer list, too. I got an Arizona shot glass while I was there. And the design on it apparently was just a real shitty decal that was taken off in the dishwasher immediately. So fuck you, crazy gas station in Arizona. All right, here we go. Power Hour begins. Well, that was dramatic, huh? Maybe I better turn up my tranny helper's mic. All right. Power Hour begins.
Dear Snowman, why does my boyfriend only text me at night? From Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Your boyfriend only texts you at night. That's a pretty easy one. I suspect vampirism. And here's the thing. If he texted you during the day... Well, actually, I take that back. He's probably not a vampire. Because he would text you during the day and then be with you at night. He could kind of... What else is he going to do? He's in a fucking coffin all day. I'm sure that these coffins are fitted with, you know, cellular whatever tower wire shit. So he could probably get all his texting girlfriend bullshit out of the way while he's just stuck in the coffin. What else is he doing? Stumble upon all day? Reading helplessnowman.com. So the bad news is he's probably not a vampire, which means if I've learned anything about teen ladies, that you're not interested in him, and I would suggest that you move on to a new guy who's going to be a little more vampiric.
Dear Snowman, is there really a difference between saying I love you and love you? My boyfriend says both to me. During conversations, he'll say, I love you, and at the end of conversations, he'll say, love you, baby, talk to you later. I'm wondering if the guys there really is a difference. From Jack A.
Ooh, Jack A. Now, note everyone, the first one was from Jackie, this one was from Jack A. Okay, like the mom on Sister Sister. Is there a difference between saying love you and I love you? I would caution Jack A against using either too often, because here's the problem. It turns from saying love you at the end of a phone call to why didn't you say love you at the end of that phone call? Really, saying that only goes badly. So save it as long as you possibly can, and then withhold it from your partner as much as possible. Because then it becomes your leverage, and it's the only leverage you're going to have for probably the rest of your life, I would say.
Why do women need time to think? So things are going great with this girl. However, now she says she needs time to think about our relationship. She claims to love me, but is not sure if she wants to be with me. After one day of waiting, I texted her and said I'd make it easy and just ended it. She starts freaking on me and begging me to give her time. So I told her one more day, if you're still not sure, then it's effing over. How can you not be sure? As a man, it seems like it should be obvious. Either you want to be with someone or not. If you don't, you just leave. Why are women so crazy? Why does she think it's okay to F with my emotions and leave me in this state of uncertainty? From Max.
Quick answer, because you're a fucking piece of shit. I mean, I gave bad love advice about 10 seconds ago, and I'm still kind of appalled by all that stuff. Why do women need time to think? Probably because brains need time to think. And you're not really thinking with your brain when it's a fucking relationship. It just happens. So it needs time to just happen. Grand Canyon, my friend, not fucking tourist center at Grand Canyon.
Why do men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s play games with women? When are you babies going to grow up and be a man and learn how to communicate like mature grown-ups? From Ling.
Oh, Ling. In their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. So I'm going to just assume that you eliminated up to 20s because who cares? And 20 to 30, apparently you don't have a problem with, which is insane because I can't imagine playing more games than between 20 and 30. And I guess once you're in your 70s, I mean, how many guys in their fucking 60s are you dating, you freak? The reason they play games? Well, to what you consider a game, they probably consider trying to have sex with you. And after their 60s, they probably don't care about that so much. So they don't need to play the games. In the 20s, they don't play the games because they'll do anything to please you. So 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s are going to be a rough dating time, I'm afraid. But that's only, you know, 5/8 of your life.
Dear Snowman, should I start smoking? All my friends tell me I need to. I need help. Thanks. Why or why not, please? From Samantha.
All your friends are totally right, and here's why. I'm assuming you're young, because only young people would tell their friends to start smoking. You're going to meet the funnest people outside smoking. That's the one time you actually get to talk to someone outside of like a dance place or a bar or something like that. And you're kind of bonded together. It's like being in the fucking military because you guys have gone through this horrible experience where you have stories to tell of, man, I went to this place, they made me wait outside, it was bullshit. So I'd say take up smoking. I'd say smoke a lot. I'd say fake it if you have to. I would say pick a regular brand, Do not smoke like cloves or something like that. Marlboro, Camel, those are your brands. Don't get crazy about the brand because someone's going to bum one off you and then you'll look like a fool.
Dear Snowman, I met a guy a few days ago and he's really nice but kind of shy. I'm not really shy at all. We really hit it off at first, but now I don't know what to start conversations about with him that will last longer than a minute. Any ideas or topics would be helpful. From Rachel.
Topics to talk with a shy guy about. Well, anything you say, he's probably just going to listen. Don't you want a good listener? Isn't that important to you? Just whatever bullshit comes tumbling out of your mouth, I'm sure he'll be fine with. Just let it flow naturally, man. If I had to make a suggestion, if you're not sure and you're worried about it having a natural flow, I'd say record 60 questions on the internet, and then you guys get real drunk together and answer them on microphones. Because that'll be like you guys had an hour-long conversation, but really you didn't. You kind of cheated. And everyone gets content, and we all win. I think it's a perfect plan. I don't know.
Dear Snowman, how do men remain faithful during periods of living separately from their partners? I was away for a month in another state and came back. He confessed during my absence that he went to nightclubs, watched X movies, and jacked off thrice a week. I am enraged as he promised to be faithful to me. How do men who remain away from their wives in another state, country, or continent for years remain faithful without going to clubs, jacking off, or watching X movies during the separation period? I hope I can use some of these ideas to reform my BF. From D.
Oh, D. Oh, D. This is the only time I've heard someone use the phrase, jacked off thrice. That's crazy. Clearly you have a lot to learn about men. How do they stay from jacking off while their wives and girlfriends are gone? They just don't tell them. It's pretty easy. And you know what? It's a fine line between jerking off and really thoroughly cleaning yourself in the shower. Because it gets dirty down there. You got to make sure everything's all set and ready to go.
I'm getting my engagement photos taken in Southern California, and I need help deciding where to go. My fiance and I are looking for good nature scenes, maybe some funky, classic, vintage spots, and of course, amazing sunsets. We will be going in late August. Any suggestions? Thanks so much, Marla.
Yeah, I got a great suggestion. Go fuck yourself. Are you kidding me? Nature scenes? Oh, this is us next to some old tree. Good one. Everyone's going to be real fucking amazed. How many times have you looked at an engagement photo and been like, ooh, where's that tree? People will ask you where it was, but it's because they don't know what to say because they're like, oh, God, look at that fucking outfit, man. And what are you going to do? You go and you bring a couple outfits and change in the car like an asshole? Look, do your senior pictures, do your wedding pictures, do your prom pictures, and then no more pictures for the rest of your life except maybe when you're old as fuck and terrifying a baby by holding it because you're an old piece of shit grandma that no one loves, but you want to hold the baby and they can't say no.
My friend is dating my daughter. What do I do? Last month, my friend started saying how my daughter is really hot. We were both in our 40s and my daughter is 19. He asked me if I could date her and I said, yeah, thinking it was a joke. Anyway, they started seeing each other, and now my friend keeps saying really stupid stuff like, Mariana was fucking amazing last night, dude, and he is always being a complete asshole about it. I want it to stop, but I can't say anything to my friend in case he gets mad and makes it worse. What do I do? From Fajio.
Well, you know what, Fajio? We've all been in that situation. So there are a number of things that people will tell you can do, but I'm going to tell you, what my mom told me when my friend started banging my daughter, which is any friend of yours that would bang your daughter is not a real friend at all, and he's probably bad at sex because he can only impress a really young girl with his sexual abilities. So don't be his friend anymore and find your daughter a better lay.
Dear Snowman, okay, I need a nickname. My name is Viosha. I'm really fun and like the life of the party. From Viosha.
Piosa shit. Piosa fucking shit. Viosha. V. How about V? VJ. Like DJ and vagina kind of combined. If you have a name like Viosha, I would say, rather than going for crazy nickname, because you already have a crazy nickname as a name, maybe you should be shooting for a regular name. Violet. You know? Something that's a little more normal, and then Viosha is your crazy name. What's your fucking middle name? That's what I want to know. Bedesert? Kutundra? I mean, your parents just combined a consonant sound with a nature area. Paetol. Christmas. Well, that's Christmas. That probably doesn't work. But you get what I'm saying. Get a fucking normal name and then worry about the nickname, okay?
Dear Snowman, how do I end my relationship? I love my boyfriend so much. He loves me as well. Sometimes that just isn't enough. I know I should break up with him. There are so many reasons why I should. There are also so many reasons why I shouldn't. Right now, I know I have to, but how do I do it? From Naomi.
I'd say, if you love him, just do it as painfully as possible. Because then he won't think about coming back. You're really doing him a favor. He can move on. All the friends will go with him. You start a new life in, you know, Oregon or something like that. Everybody wins that way. I'm starting to get a little lightheaded. I think my advice is getting better. It's getting more honest. So what I would say is, have sex with your boyfriend's daughter. That seems to really break up a good friendship, so I can only imagine it would destroy a relationship, based on what I'm hearing from some of these other questions. That would be the best thing.
Dear Snowman, what do 8th grade guys look for in a girl? From Glam Girl.
Boobs. If the girl is nude in a magazine, that's a good thing. If her boobs are nude in a magazine, I'd say that probably helps 8th grade boys. They look for a nice girl who doesn't have a strong parental at-home presence right after school. And maybe she lives close to school. Not strict dad. Possibly no dad is always a plus, because then you don't have to get those. You know, you get a lot of those sort of lectures from dads when you're in 8th grade. Every fucking dad when you're in 8th grade thinks they give you a lecture. I had a dad give me a lecture about hitchhiking, you know. You do it 10 times, 20 times, you might make it. 100 times, you might make it. But then that one time, you won't make it. Which I don't hitchhike. Why would that even...
Dear Snowman, dry humping. Would he have had an erection? Why didn't he take it any further? Me and a guy I've been seeing for a while were making out and dry humping each other, but I couldn't tell whether he was hard as he was wearing jeans. It is most likely he had an erection. Like, how could I tell he has one for next time? From Sweetum.
Here's how you'll know if he had a boner when you were dry humping. If you guys dry hump again, he had a boner and he was fine. I'm guessing he was fine. I'd say slow down, don't worry so much, enjoy the dry hump. Because I'll tell you what, the dry hump's an early sex experience. And once you get so far in sex, you know, you can't go a lot farther without getting crazy. Without getting poop involved or fucking another person who you either don't like or like better than the initial person you had involved. I'd say stay in dry hump land as long as you can. Because you'll love it and you'll always find your way out. It's not like an enchanted desert.
Hey, Snowman. Why do women always think we're supposed to love them 20 pounds later? If I wanted a fat girl, wouldn't I have started dating one to begin with? From Judas.
Well, Judas, by your own logic, if you dated a fat girl to start with, wouldn't she just be 20 pounds fatter? I mean, this is not me saying this, but by your own retarded logic, you might as well just start as skinny as you can, assuming they'll get 20 pounds heavier. You're an asshole. Okay, you're just a fucking... Why would you even ask that question? Did you just ask that and then ask it from your wife's email address so she could read the email and then say, like, oh my god, what if I... And there's no good answer to that. You know, people always say, they're like, oh, get a gym membership for you and your wife. And it's like, oh yeah, like, no, like husbands are the only people who've heard about that. Wives know that trick too. Everyone knows that trick. Just give up. Who cares? What are you? I bet you're real awesome too, you piece of fucking shit.
Dear Snowman, we're having a Scottish wedding. What kind of snack should we put on between the ceremony and the meal? From Maria.
Booze. Let me tell you something about a Scottish wedding, Irish wedding, American wedding, any kind of wedding. No one cares about the food. I eat dinner at home every fucking day of my life. I can do it on your wedding day. What I can't do is get in a nice suit, get drunk, and thereby be able to dance. So what kind of food should you serve? What kind of snacks? Shots. Beers. Wines. all kinds of wines. That's good for your heart, too. So between that and the dancing, you've got someone a pretty much a cardiovascular workout, and they saw your wedding. It fulfills their emotional and physical needs. Everything for the day has gone well. You served your people. And they're your friends. Do your friends a fucking favor. Get them some booze in their system so they can dance. Okay? Because we're not doing it other.
Dear Snowman, my ex says I won't find another boyfriend. Is this true? From Gina.
Not as long as you're talking to your ex, you won't, Gina. Okay. We're about 15 minutes in here. So right now, I should be feeling euphoria, relaxation, joyousness, talkativeness, absolutely, and decreased inhibition, which is why I was able to tell Gina immediately, no, I think you're screwed. I'd say give up. Don't even try to find another boyfriend, because you make bad choices, clearly. If your current is telling you you'll never find another, or your ex, or whatever, and stop talking to your ex, too. And don't talk to your best friend anymore. These are all the pieces of advice I have for you personally, Gina, based on what I know of you now. I am losing the ability of concentration at this point, according to Wikipedia. But Wikipedia doesn't know shit about...
Dear Helpful Snowman, girls' farts turn me on. Me and my girlfriend were in a room and she fart really loud and it smelt. This turned me on and I told her, then she laid me down and farted on my face. Is this weird? From Trevor.
No, she didn't. You know how I know that? Because number one, no girl's gonna fart on your face for no money. That's not gonna happen. Number two, what is your question? Is this weird? Obviously, that's fucking weird. To have someone fart in your face? Number three, if someone canned a fart and you just smelled it, would that turn you on? How much does it matter if it's a dude or a chick? I always wonder that about, like, butt sex, right? Like, if you're real into the butt sex, and you just were sort of blinded, glory hole situation with the butt, would it feel, does a man's butt and a woman's butt feel different? I mean, the butthole inside? I kinda doubt it. I don't know, but I kinda doubt it. I think they'd probably be about the same.
Wedding question. I was watching My Fair Wedding the other day, and I really liked these bridesmaids' dresses that you could change the straps by twisting them in different places, but I forgot to write it down, and I forgot the designer. Help, please. From Hannah.
Oh, no! Okay, Hannah. Here's the thing. Don't buy some retarded dress that your bridesmaids have to wear. This being a bridesmaids thing is one of the worst things in our society, because you just take a woman who's supposed to be your friend, you make her buy... I always assumed that when you had bridesmaids, you paid for the dresses since you were paying all this fucking money for a wedding anyway. But it turns out most bridesmaids have to buy their own dress, which is a dress they can never wear again anyway. So here's what I would say. If you're going to buy a bridesmaid's dress, really get your bridesmaids together and say, how about we compromise on a dress that you guys can wear forever? Not just want to destroy or wear around while like cleaning the floor and shit and just letting it get filthy.
Snowman, do you believe that everyone has a soulmate, or do you believe that some people are meant to be alone? Explain, please. From Halo.
Explain, soulmate. Well, if we're going to get serious about soulmates, it's probably more depressing to think that everyone does have a soulmate. And I know this argument's been used before, but if you have a soulmate, your chances are infinitesimal that you will actually meet your soulmate. Now, if there's a god involved, introducing us all to their soulmates, what about an atheist? If I'm an atheist, does he just say, go fuck yourself? You don't believe in my powers, so you can't have anybody? Because if so, I'm screwed, man. Or what if my soulmate is into God, and therefore knows she's my soulmate, but God's like, no, we gotta keep them apart. That kind of screws her, even though she's doing all the right things, doesn't it? I don't think this soulmate thing has quite worked out enough for me to say for sure. Other than to...
Dear Snowman, would you say my butt is too big or not big enough? Hey guys, I've always prided myself on my larger butt, but I usually get compliments and stuff on it, so I've always worked on getting it bigger and whatnot. I've recently heard people saying rude things like it's getting too big and out of hand along with my thighs. So I was wondering, would you say my butt is too big or too small? From Brittany.
I would say that the problem with your butt is that it's attached to a real dumb body. Because you seem awfully concerned about your butt, and I think you should let it go. Because if you have a real nice butt, you know, that doesn't hurt anything, but let's not make that your number one. I noticed you didn't say anything about, I don't know, your personality. It was all, here's what my butt looks like and here's what guys say about it. So fuck that. I would say read a book. It could even have the word butt in the title if that's what it takes to get you interested. You could read Snooki's book or something like that, but just read a fucking book, okay?
Dear Snowman, at my school, there's so many of those pretty girls. You know the ones whose hair is always perfect.
Oh, yeah.
They aren't too skinny or too fat. They have pretty eyes and teeth. They make me feel ugly. All the boys flirt with them and never me. They make me look ugly compared to them. I get so jealous. How can I not? From Liv.
All right, Liv, here's what I'm going to suggest for you. This is the ultimate revenge plan. I know it sucks right now, but hear me out. You want to pull what I call the Marin Shannon Miller after someone I knew. You want to be an Ugmo up until the very end of school, maybe even past school, and then get super hot. So what I would say for you, get uglier. Get as ugly as you can, and then, years later, get hot. And then when everyone says, like, oh, it's really nice to talk to you and blah, 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 you can see what horrible people everyone are and completely ignore them, and you kind of get to ruin their life in retrospect because you're hotter than they are now.
Dear Snowman, I'm going to Russia in a week, and I'm kind of scared of airplanes. So anyway, I've been getting these dreams every night about Russia. Like, for example, today I had a dream where we went and didn't bring any clothes with us, so I had only one outfit, and I was crying in my dream. The other night I got another one, but I can't remember what it was about. Anyways, I'm just scared that maybe something bad will happen. I mean, it's 22 hours in an airplane. From Hart.
Well, Hart, your dream is just about as fascinating as your nickname. Don't ever fucking tell anyone about your dream ever again, okay? You dreamed about a thing because it's sort of related to the thing you're doing, and it ends there. I don't know why you dreamed you didn't bring any clothes. All right, what if, let's worst case scenario, your dream came true. All right, you'd buy some fucking clothes. Calm down. Also, don't go to Russia. If your biggest fear of Russia is not bringing clothes, then I don't think you're very realistic about Russia. Your realistic fear should be getting hit by a cab driver because he's got two bottles of vodka set in his lap.
Dear Snowman, which of these do you prefer to use? Do you prefer to use cuffs or rope with your partner? I've got a pair of police cuffs, but the trouble is they can get tight if you don't double lock them. Just interested in what people prefer to use. From Kaylee.
Alright, Kaylee, here's the problem with rope. As a guy, you quickly discover that you did not do the things in Scouts that you were supposed to do, and you don't really know what the best knot is to tie up a human. You don't want to use, like, a slip knot, because it just gets tighter and tighter, and it's horrible. But you don't know, you know, that's, you know, two different knots. You know how to tie your shoes, and that's not really convenient unless you put, like, those eyelets on the sides of your beds, which I recommend everyone do. Then you can just tie someone down. Or you just tie a slip knot and their hands turn purple and you say, oh my gosh, well, fuck off. What do you want me to do? So I'd say get some nice cushy handcuffs because that's simple. You don't have to fuck around. And you can pretend to lose the key and everyone thinks that's hilarious.
Dear Snowman, would you rather date a girl that's rich and smart or beautiful and hot? Assuming the rich girl was average in beauty and the hot girl was average in richness. From Ambergen.
Rich and smart or beautiful and hot? So the one is hot and the other one is rich and smart and average in beauty? What kind of retarded question is that? Oh my god, I have the hottest girlfriend. People say that all the time. But no one ever says, I have a really rich and smart girlfriend who in beauty is average. And average is fine. Nothing wrong with average. And she'd be rich. There's a lot of surgeries out there, you guys. If you're rich and smart, you can get surgeries. If you're beautiful and something happens to your beauty, guess what? There's no surgery to get you a nice job, okay? All these things can be fixed. I can have the best of both worlds. I can have my cake, which has a picture of a beautiful woman on it, and eat it too with a smart woman who's also rich. Boom.
Dear Snowman, I need some ideas for sex. I want to spice up my sex life and wanted to ask your assistance for good sex locations. Getting a room is typical, normal, and frankly quite boring at times. What are some locations you've had sex that brought a bit of excitement knowing the risk of getting caught? From Common.
Well, if that's what you're looking for, I'd say bedroom at my mom's house is probably top of the list where I almost got caught. Secondly, well, that's pretty much the top because if you think about it, that's the worst person to get caught by. Because you got to fucking live with them, and you've been living with them your whole life, and you're never going to escape that until you die. You're never going to escape the story of, remember when I walked in on you fucking your girlfriend? And you'll have to say, yeah, I remember. Until your mom's old enough that you can say, no, and we should probably put you in some kind of a hospital because you're clearly making up a bunch of bullshit that nobody else remembers. Then you get your fucking revenge. So yeah, fuck in your mom's house.
Dear Snowman, how much time should be allowed for the new girlfriend to live up to the old girl standards? From Eric.
I'm not even sure what that means, Eric. How much time should you allow your new girl... I would say for you, forever. Because you're clearly kind of a piece of work. And your girlfriend should be given... Shouldn't live up to your old... Why would you want to replace your old girlfriend with a new girlfriend who's the same? Don't you want new standards of different things? So for your girlfriend, actually, if I can advise her, I'd say, you know what? You'll never make it. You should probably just leave. Helpfulsnowman@gmail.com. Send a picture. Or let me know how rich and how smart you are, because you're going to have to be one of those two things. Hot or rich and smart as a combo. And we'll see what we can work out. Thanks for your interest.
Dear Snowman, what does old-fashioned love mean to you? From Melissa.
I read this book one time about bundling, which is where you, I think, get like sewn up inside of a sheet with somebody. Which sounds awful to me. It sounds claustrophobic. Because two people sewn up in a sheet, that seems like it looked like a maggot just sort of writhing on the bed when they were banging or whatever. I don't need that much encouragement to bang. Just tell me you guys must fuck. Just fuck. You don't have to say we're going to forcibly put you in what is essentially a sleeping bag so that you have no choice. You have to insert your penis just so all the parts fit in the bag. Just let me know it's very important and we'll let it go. That's old-fashioned love to me, though, is where it's like, you're not into this and neither am I either, but apparently the species needs to go on for some reason because we have all these horrible things we need to do.
Dear Snowman, how do I deal with my great-grandma being so mean to me? I'm 18 and I take care of my 101-year-old great-grandma who lives with my grandparents for $10 an hour. I do everything I can for her. I always bring her water and coffee when she asks. I lotion her legs, change her diapers, take her for wheelchair rides, bring her books. She doesn't appreciate anything. She cries all the time and calls me the devil's child. I always tell her I love her and hug her before I leave, and she always responds with, I hate you, don't touch me. This has really gotten out of hand. Any advice? And she is not demented. She has a good mind. She knows exactly what she's saying. From Boo.
Yeah, Boo, I do have some advice. First of all, stop touching your great-grandma, because she's right, that's fucking gross. And there's no reason to do that. Just let her be. Leave her alone. Quit bringing her books. I mean, just do what she needs to live. Can she live with a pants full of crap? Yes, absolutely. And so what if she dies early? What do you care? She thinks you're the devil's child. Show her what the devil's child can do, goddammit.
Dear Snowman, do you like hickeys? What's so great about them? I like getting them because it feels good, and to be honest, I kind of like showing them off. But when I'm at work and my boss notices my pathetic attempt to hide them with makeup, I like them a little bit less. From Amy.
Oh, Amy. Young love. Yeah, everyone quit doing hickeys. Or, if you're going to do hickeys, just do them not on the neck. I don't know when the neck became hickey zone. I blame Dracula and possibly Bram Stoker in his Dracula. Maybe the movie Interview with a Vampire. But there's no need to put a hickey on someone's neck because it's impossible to cover up. You wouldn't put a hickey on someone's fucking forehead or the tip of their nose. Why would you put it on their neck? And one time I had a hickey, I had to wear a goddamn turtleneck, which is actually worse than having a hickey. You look more of an idiot wearing a turtleneck than you do with a hickey. So quit doing the hickeys in visible areas. That's all you have to do. It's really simple, you fucking idiot.
Dear Snowman, one of my breasts didn't fully develop. Due to a slight chest deformity, pectus excavatum, if you're familiar, one of my breasts never developed fully. The other is about a B cup. I wear padding and all, and try really hard to keep it unnoticeable. I know one of these days I'm going to have a relationship, and I was just wondering, guys, what would your reaction be? I have no idea what to expect. I know the guy I'm in a relationship with shouldn't care, but what would guys really think? Are breasts very important? From Haley.
All right, Haley, gut reaction right off the bat, because that's what you're going to get. You're going to take your shirt off. I'd say pump up that B to a double D. Don't worry about the other one. Just leave it its own shriveled self. Let's get that B up to a bigger size. Because if you're going to be weird, you might as well be real weird. You might as well be giant and tiny as opposed to B and A and a half or however those sizes go. I want a fucking carnival. That's something to talk about. That is news.
Dear Snowman, is having sex with your spouse a requirement of marriage? He complains to me that he would be happy having it even twice a month. But most of the time, I'll just give in and do it with him once every 2 to 3 months, even though I'm on birth control pills and we use a condom. I'm still afraid of getting pregnant. From Case.
Well, Case, do some more birth control, and yes, it's kind of a requirement. How often do you clean the bathroom a month? That sucks balls. Do you do it more than twice a month? Because if you do that more than twice a month, I would feel really bad as your husband if it was like, well, I'll use a brush to brush the little shit particles that get up underneath the rim from diarrhea spackles twice a month, but I won't let you have sex with me twice a month. That's fucked up. So, not required, but required. And if you're not going to do it, that's probably something the guy needs to know fucking ahead of time. Not at this point when you're asking me online. You should have asked him first.
Dear Snowman, do people's noses fancy each other? Well, every time I see a man called Bill, and this happens to nobody else I see or who sees me, but my nose starts wriggling and tingling and starts to control me and looks like it wants a kiss, and Bill's nose starts moving and turns red, and I really think my nose and Bill's nose fancy each other. Is this normal? What should I do? Please help. From Demi.
What should you do, Demi? Okay, you guys work in an office together. I will tell you what you need to do. I would say reduce the number of cats you have by 30%. Get it down to a nice even 6. I'd say remove 80% of the tchotchkes from your desk so that you have room for a fucking legal pad on there so you might actually get some work done. I would say discontinue forwarding of any emails. Any email that's worth sending is worth typing yourself and not just forwarding. And as far as Bill goes, don't say the nose thing because it'll freak him the fuck out.
Dear Snowman, I want my boyfriend to lick my vagina. How do I ask him? We've been dating for 6 months and I want him to orgasm me. How should I ask him? From Layton.
You want him to orgasm you? That's a pretty reasonable request. I'd say ask exactly how you ask then, but don't use orgasm me as a phrase. Or do. I mean, if it's in the heat of the moment and you say, I want you to fucking orgasm me right now, I guess that would be fine. Although, who knows? That might, to him, mean, you know, beat off on your face or something. I have no idea what orgasm me would mean if I just heard it. But I would try using the phrase, lick my vagina, now. You might substitute pussy for vagina just because in the heat of the moment, when you get real biological with shit, it sounds a little bizarre. But hey, I don't know, maybe your boyfriend's a med student. In which case, great job. And he'll be just fine.
Dear Snowman, I called my girlfriend fat. I said some hurtful things about my girlfriend's weight out of anger. I was totally out of line and the comments I made were not necessary. I feel really bad about what I said, but I feel even after I apologize, she still won't forgive me. What should I do and how long should I wait before an apology? From Go. P.S. She told me have a nice life.
Well, I'd say it's a little late. How do you apologize for calling your girlfriend fat? I'd say pretend that the predictive text on your phone, you know, changed the word P-H-A-T to F-A-T. And if you didn't text her, if you told her that in person, then you're a fucking idiot. So it's been 30 minutes, and right now I have blunted feelings, disinhibition, and extroversion, and also my reasoning is now impaired and my vision. So because of that, I would say, I don't know. Good for you. Tell someone they're fat. Who cares? You're just going to die.
Dear Snowman, I want to get a tattoo, a small one. I want a rose with the symbol for life, the meaning of my name, worked into it somehow. What do you think? And does anyone have any pictures? I can't find a good one. Thanks. From Bozo.
Does anyone have... Bozo. That means life. If only I'd known that clown was so... Does anyone have pictures of a rose tattoo? Are you fucking kidding me? Everyone has a rose tattoo. Everyone. That's what they did in the Holocaust. Everyone thinks it's these blue numbers. They did a rose, and that's how you identify them, was by the genus of rose. Okay, Nazis were not without their art, you fucking idiot. Why are you combining a rose with a symbol for your name? That's two tattoos. That is two tattoos. You don't need to jam all your tattoos into one. You obviously don't give a fuck what you're putting on your body. So how about you just get one tattoo? I'm going to suggest the rose, because when you tell people the meaning of the other one, they're not going to like you. And then, 10 years later, when you've made more mistakes, get the other
one. Dear Snowman, what are some signs that my cat has worms? I need all the signs so I can keep a lookout for my cat, because I'm scared to think she might have them. Today, she decided to rub her butt along the carpet and bedsheet. I gave her a bath and cleaned her butt, but she did it again, so I patted her on the butt and she stopped. WTF, I'm so confused on why she did it. Help me, please. From Alpha.
Jesus Christ, WTF is right. WTF.com, WTFpod.com. Mark Maron, that would be much better than this show. Why are you touching your cat's butthole? You have no business patting your... Putting a finger on a cat's butthole, to me, would either make me incredibly hard or I'd vomit immediately. There's no in between. That's an unacceptable act. How do you know if your cat has worms? You'll see worms coming out of its butthole, I assume. Just take it to the... Just give it the worm medication. What's going to happen? It's not like there's good worms in it that's going to kill it. It'll just kill all the fucking worms. Just go get the medicine.
Dear Snowman, what does my dream mean? Okay, so I had a dream about surgery. The dream, I had a big coin inside my skin of my hand, and the doctor said that he had to operate me to get the coin out, and I started crying. Then they were about to start the surgery, and my sister was with me, and they didn't put anesthesia, so then they were about to open my skin, and the doctor said that they were going to do what they did to my mom, I don't know why. Then they opened my skin, and I felt the pain. Then it was time to sew my skin, and I also felt the pain, and I was crying. Then I woke up, and I had tears falling from my eyes. What does this dream mean? Is it good or bad? Please tell me. Thank you. From Marlene.
Oh my god. Alright, what does it mean? You're gay, your sister's gay, and the doctor's gay. That's what every dream means, isn't it? Or you're super straight. Or there's something missing in your life. Or you don't like your job. Or you're scared of something upcoming. Or there's a big change coming in your life. It's like how with the tarot cards, they do the death card and they say, don't worry, it just means change. Why don't they call it the change card, not the fucking death card?
Dear Snowman, I'm looking for the best way to overcome feelings of shame regarding a work situation. I got drunk at a work barbecue and dragged one of the guys back to mine. The next day he told everyone about all the stuff we did. The problem is that our boss likes him, and I heard from several people that she was shocked at my behavior and that she will be speaking to me about it. I feel bad / shamed. But I work as a volunteer and she seems to sack volunteers willy-nilly. What can I do to feel less ashamed and prepare myself for when my boss wants a word? From Connie.
Alright, Connie, first of all, volunteering is for fucking fools. Because you know what volunteering is? A job where you don't get paid. There's someone sitting in that office who's saying, I can't believe these fucking suckers are doing this. There's someone who works at my work as a volunteer who does the exact kind of stuff that someone who gets paid does, and does it for free. That's insane. If you're going to volunteer someone, it better be with, like, animals or retarded kids. That's pretty much the only, or like, old people. God knows why you do that, but that's the only volunteer option. And just fuck people, who cares?
Dear Snowman, should I see a man or woman gynecologist? I'm 15 and I might need to be put on birth control to regulate my period. Okay. I was in so much pain that I had to go to the nurse's office and leave home early. But I don't know if I should see a man or a woman doctor. I heard men doctors can be more careful and gentle than women doctors. But I just don't know. What do you think? From Marsha.
Marsha? I do not know where you heard that men doctors would be more gentle. But that's crazy. Let me tell you something about how men treat their penises. By the time I'm 30, I will be masturbating by slamming my penis in a car door over and over. It just gets abused. It's insane that it's not worn down to a nub. I have no respect for the gentleness of the genitals, even though gentle and genital go right together. So I can't imagine. If I was gynecologicaling a woman, I wouldn't even know how to be gentle because I wouldn't know what parts.
Dear Snowman, got any good ideas for characters in a teen novel? The novel's going to be about middle school in general, each chapter being told by another character. I need some ideas for characters. I really appreciate all answers. From Mike.
Okay, Mike. We've got wizards. We've got vampires. I have an idea. Werewolves. Now hear me out. All these books, the werewolves and vampires and shit, are hot teens. These are werewolves who are slovenly, borderline obese men. I'm thinking John Goodman and Newman from Seinfeld. They're forced to live together because that's how the werewolf code works or whatever. And during the day, they fix motorcycles, and during the night, they have to try and, you know, pick up women, but they're John Goodman and Newman. So that's really hard, even with their werewolf charm or whatever, their magic charm. That's interesting. That's some new shit. They don't all have to be hot teens with abs all the time.
Dear Snowman, is using Latin words for spells too cliche after Harry Potter? I'm writing a novel that involves magic, but not a magical school or wizards or anything like that. And I was wondering if it would be too much like Harry Potter to use Latin words for spells and such. Would it seem too much like Harry Potter, or could it be acceptable? From Roger.
Roger, Latin is a language. Harry Potter didn't make up the language. Now, why are you having them cast spells? That's my question. What is a spell? I've never seen a spell work. I'd say leave the spells out. I would say use those as a joke. Like, from now on, when I finish with a lady, I just want to say, like, expelliartum or something like that. Comatostomum. Ejaculatorium. I don't know. I don't know what the Latin is. I should look that up, because that would be a nice surprise for a lady if you looked up the Latin for ejaculate and then you just said that. But I don't know if they made up dirty words. I feel like Latin, they only did the nice words.
Dear Snowman, I cut all my hair off into a chin-length bob. I look like a mom. What can I do to look 18 and fun? I was aiming for Katie Holmes type cut, but I missed by a long shot. Should I lay it or what? I look like a stay at home and read books, and I've never had a drink in my life. It doesn't even look good with extensions. I just want my long hair back. But in the meantime, what should I do without losing some of the length? Also, short hair can look sexy sometimes too, right? From Miley.
All right, Miley, here's the secret to short hair. If you have a cute face, it doesn't really matter what you do with your hair. A cute face can mask any kind of hair, but hair needs to mask a not cute face. So if you have a cute face, I wouldn't worry about it. But I'm guessing you don't based on your description here and saying you look like a mom, and you're assuming that a mom is a bad thing. There are some hot moms. There are whole categories on porn sites devoted to hot moms. Although I can't really speak to their faces, those might be hideous, so maybe you're right.
Dear Snowman, I'm feeling insecure about a clothing choice. I'm going to a concert tomorrow and it is outdoor all day. It's going to be upper 90s. So I brought a tank top with one of the bands playing the show, but I've never wore a tank top type shirt before. I just don't want to get made fun of and stuff. I'm not a small guy. I work out often, but it's not like I'm ripped either. It's just going to be hot is all. How do you get over this fear? From Kyle.
Kyle, I thought you were not a dude until you said you're not a small guy. I would say wear whatever you want. I don't know this, but I'm going to say it as though it's a fact. People don't pick up people at a concert. I mean, maybe it happens from time to time, but it's never happened for me ever. You always get next to some girl who you're like, oh my god, she's cute. I'm glad they're standing right in front of me. This is perfect. And then, you know, you don't see them again ever. They're just standing there because they were forced in there by the crowd. They don't give a fuck about you. So just wear whatever you want, but wear deodorant with your tank top.
Help. What backpack should I use for high school? I'm going to be a freshman this fall and I have a couple options. I could use my Hermes backpack. It's pretty small and it's authentic one my mom gave me. Here is the link of it. My friend gave me an Aeropostale tote bag for my birthday. I don't really like Aero, but this one is kind of cute. It has cut out flowers on it with Aero written on it. Lastly, I have a Hello Kitty bag. I know, kind of old school. I'm not sure if people will think I'm a dork for using it. From Blair.
Blair, let me tell you something based on your options there, which seem fashionable. Just don't bring a backpack. Backpack says nerd. Backpack says I take books and things home. Do not take your books home. If you want to be hot, you don't need to take anything home because you have yourself. And that's the most important thing of all if you're attractive. If you're not attractive, then I would say go with whichever one holds the most books because then you'll be fun and smart.
Do you like my rap? Warning, this does not include some cuss words, and if you are offended, don't read. All these fake acts niggas just jump out and say they're trying to ball, but these same fakest niggas don't know when coming out when it's time for war. If you ain't about nothing, baby boy, get to stepping, because you know you'll be ready to cry piss in your pants when they come draw weapons. From Jay.
First of all, I'd like to thank my tranny co-host for that quick reading of those rap lyrics. Secondly, Could someone make a goddamn rap song with a racial slur other than, and I'm just going to say it, nigger? Because I feel like that's been done, and probably everything that raps with that has been, or everything that rhymes with that has been rhymed with that. So I don't think we need another rap where that is in it. I'd like to see some rhymes with some of the other more inflammatory racial slurs of our time. You could pull up a list on Wikipedia, which I did the other day. So I recommend that and insert some of those.
Dear Snowman, I'm in need of money. I'm 13 and I need to earn some money for personal purposes. My parents don't give me allowance for doing chores. None of my neighbors need their lawns mowed or want any business from me. I'm very good at drawing. I go to middle school. Can't sell school supplies or gum because I need money for that. My parents won't give me any money even if I borrow it, and I'm too young for a job. Please help. From Brendan.
You need money for school supplies and gum. Here's my advice, Brendan. School supplies, here's how you get a school supply. Sit yourself next to a smart kid and say, "Dude, can I borrow a pencil? I swear to God I'll give it back to you." I'm not kidding. I don't think I purchased a pen or a pencil between the grades of 6 and 12. I would just go to class, borrow one from someone, use it for 8 weeks until it was down to a nub, and then never give them one back. And you know what? They don't remember. As far as I know, no one's ever come knocking on my door.
Dear Snowman, how do I get dip if I'm underaged? From Rob.
Rob, you don't want to dip. That's for losers. I just told someone to start smoking. Smoking is cool. Smoking you do with someone else. It's a little flame that you carry around. There's a lot of habits. You get ashtrays. You get lighters. You smoke outside with other cool people who know that smoking is cool and that we're all gonna die, and so it doesn't fucking matter if you do all this healthy bullshit while you're drinking. Dip is for idiots. Dip is for chumps. Dip is for chodes. Dip is for chads. What do you want? You carry around a cup with all the waste that comes out of dip. Cigarettes, the waste just goes out into the air. It's just gone. It's like driving. Imagine if you had to drive and carry a waste pail that came out of your exhaust and dripped all the waste into a bucket, and then you had to dump the bucket somewhere. You'd never do that.
Dear Snowman, I want to cook grilled chicken on an electronic grill. Is it a good idea to bake the chicken first and then grill it? Because my grill is not gas and not too hot. What marinades should I use? From Laura.
Oh my God, Laura. I'm so glad you asked. Do not bake it first. Baking first, you can do for things like ribs, because they're pork and they have a bone in the middle and it's kind of hard to know how much to grill them. And you want to just, if you want to make your chicken and just have a barbecue coating, boil it first, then throw it on the grill, brush a little barbecue on it, and you'll be good. No need for a marinade. But if you're going to cook it inside on an electric grill, start raw, and I would say do a little lemon on it. Make sure that grill is not super hot. It's not a steak. It has to cook all the way through. So throw it on a medium, use some lemon. I'd say that's your best bet.
Dear Snowman, what is the best drink for memory loss? From Gloria.
I gotta say, beer's going pretty good right now. We're at about 45 minutes, a little more. I'm in overexpression, emotional swings, anger, sadness, boisterousness, and decreased libido. And I should be getting memory blackout in about another 10 or 12 minutes. But if you want the best drink for memory loss, whiskey mixed in with any household cleaner. If you clean your shot glasses, maybe with oven cleaner. I just cleaned my oven today, and I gotta say, I don't remember any of it. I was listening to this podcast, because I would never listen to another podcast, because there's no point. I don't remember a thing they said. I said, because it was just all oven cleaner land. It's wonderful. And it says fume-free, which is complete bullshit, because I blew my nose in the shower and it was brown.
Dear Snowman, I need vaginal discharge help. It's not STDs I get checked. But it's like a yellowish color, and I can be in a public and feel it going through my panties, and it bugs me, especially when I'm with my boyfriend and gotta constantly check myself in the bathroom. It has a weird smell, too. Is there any way I can get rid of it, or at least try to? From Caitlin.
Good Lord, Caitlin. I know it's embarrassing with your boyfriend, but if you have a discharge, I want to focus on you. You get you fixed for you. Your vagina should be a nice thing, not something that you just pretty up for boys, okay? That's disgusting, and that's not okay. It's like having a car. If you just clean your car when you go on a date and the rest of the time it looks like shit, you're not a respectable person. But if you keep your car fairly neat most of the time, and then when you go on a date you just have to do a tiny little extra bit of effort, it's good. So I'd say keep your vagina at a good stasis. Go get a fucking appointment, you crazy biatch.
Dear Snowman, how can I survive the next year? Last night I attempted suicide but failed. I've been struggling with severe depression, anxiety, and self-harm for almost 6 years. I've tried many different medications, but nothing is working. I've already been to 2 different mental hospitals, and that did no justice for me either. I just need any advice I can get to make it through right now. Thanks to anyone. From Justin.
Well, Justin, I gotta be honest, I'm about 6.5 beers in, and when I'm none and no halves beers in, I'm probably not the best person to ask about reasons to not kill yourself. But you obviously have internet accounts because you asked this question. So if you are going to kill yourself, I'd say do a thorough sweep of all your internet accounts. And also, my suicide plan has always been get a bunch of credit cards first, quit your job, have a fucking awesome year first, racking up credit card debt and doing fun shit, and probably by the end you won't want to die, but then the debt will come up and you'll still want to die.
Dear Snowman, how do I straighten a curved penis? My 7-inch penis curves to the left, and I don't like it. Is there any way to fix this? From Scott.
Your 7-inch penis. Was that just a question to let us know you have a 7-inch penis? Hey, girls. Scott has a 7-inch penis. Scott, I gotta be honest. I'm not gonna help you, because if your penis is 7 inches and it's curved, you've got a different set of problems than most of us have. Because it's like, I have a problem. Most of the pill advertisements I've seen seem to believe that the problem is I have a straight penis, but it's, one part of 1 inch, 1/4, 1/8, 1/10 of 1 inch. It's like a little, cocktail onion just on top of my balls. So if you got 7 inches and it has a curve, it's like the earth. If it's big enough, it's eventually going to have a curve. That's just how it goes.
Dear Snowman, is it possible to get fake ribs? Say your ribcage shattered, or some of your ribs, and they were able to keep any major organs from seriously getting damaged, or any other reason your ribs would be very damaged. Thanks, from Casey.
Casey, I just want to commend you, because this is the first question that I think is in my area of interest and expertise. Here's the thing. Is it possible to make a fake rib? I'm going to say yes. We made a fake hip, and that's a very complicated joint, a ball and socket joint. A rib is just a bone, a straight up bone. It doesn't have to flex quite as much. So I'd say yes. But if you're going to break a rib, break one of the ribs that allows you to bend over and suck your own penis. Because that's what everyone's looking to do. I mean, we all beat off. It's your own hand. It's not the same as blowing a dude, because giving yourself masturbation is not the same as a handjob.
Dear Snowman,
I had more to say.
I've been out of the dating game for a little while, and I'm looking to get back in. I was in a relationship, but that's over now. What are some tips on getting back on the scene? From Matthew.
Matt, you need to get back on the dating scene. This one came straight into my email box with a priority exclamation point. How do you get back on the dating scene? That's a tough question, because every time I've dated someone, it's just kind of by accident. I would say, go around town, see where there's a job where it seems like a lot of young ladies work, not young, but your age, ladies work, and get a job there on the weekends, and be the fun guy, and you don't have to worry about anything, because you're like, I don't even need this job, I could just get fired. Because that forces you in proximity with a bunch of other people, and you'll meet someone new. Or just chop your penis off.
Dear Snowman, how do I get an ink stain off of my desk? I spilled some nail polish remover on a magazine, which was on my desk, and now some of the cover of the magazine copied over to my white desk. Any help, please? Thanks, Nomi.
Well, go fuck yourself, Nomi. Are you kidding me? You spilled ink on your desk while you're reading a magazine? First of all, why are you reading a magazine at work? You should be doing some goddamn work, not looking at what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are up to and who is cheating with allegedly who with someone who's a third person who's not Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie and therefore makes no sense to cheat with, okay? It's not like Sandra Bullock, where you're like, of course you would cheat on Sandra Bullock because could you find a more boring person? It would be like if you were a marker and you were dating the white marker that just doesn't even do anything on paper and they're like, you cheated with the purple marker? Of course you did. Purple's exciting. White is bullshit. It doesn't even make a mark.
Dear Snowman, are the dolphins at SeaWorld drugged? Not for medical purposes, but to behave? From D.
D, frankly, I don't think so. Because if they were, I think they should just advertise it. If they were going to do, you know, Shroom Day with the zebras, I'd want to know about it. I'd want to see what a zebra does on shrooms. I'd want to see what a gorilla does on LSD. Who knows? Why the fuck not? They're just living in a cage. Why not give them one day of excitement and give the zoo goers one day of enjoyment? I guarantee you, if they were like, on June 24th, my brother's birthday, we're going to give the gorillas shrooms, that they would sell out the zoo. You wouldn't even be able to see what was going on because so many people would buy tickets. If they gave the giraffes LSD and it was just writhing on the ground in ecstasy, everyone would go see that shit.
Dear Snowman, why do Democrats take advantage of blacks? Blacks have been voting Democrat for over 50 years and are still poor. Why haven't they changed their strategy? Or Afro-Americans supported a different party? From Jamal.
Well, Jamal, I don't have an answer for that because, you know, but any political party is taking advantage of whoever they can, and the Republicans obviously are not fans of the blacks. So if by take advantage of, you mean, you know, the one side is burning crosses in the yard, the other side is pretending to help them and not really helping them, but not hurting them as much. Does that answer your question? I don't even know. I'm, you know, getting to the point of stupor and loss of understanding. But just don't vote. That's a joke. Just quit voting. Don't get all political on me. Just stop going to the place and voting, and you can complain. People say if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Dear
Snowman, you
can. Is there such thing as permanent henna tattoos? If so, what's the price? I'm thinking about getting one, like, next year, maybe. From Mandy.
Why would you want a permanent henna tattoo instead of a permanent regular... You know what they call a permanent tattoo? A tattoo. So, I would say get the henna tattoo of whatever you're going to get permanent. See if you like it. And then you could refresh it every 6 weeks. I mean, maybe this henna tattoo is a good thing and you shouldn't get some crazy Indian philosophical design that you don't even understand. And just get, you know, I don't know, whatever you're going to get, a fish with some name of some guy who died in high school next to it or something. And you just refresh that every 6 weeks for 10 years. And then at the end, when you don't like it anymore, you can say, oh, I just won't go back for my next appointment, and then be nice and clean.
Dear Snowman, who makes tougher shots, Dirk or Kobe? Like when you are heavily defended by one player or double teamed and still make the shot. From Wade.
I don't know who Dirk is. I know who Kobe is based on the rape. Who makes tougher shots? I'm going to assume that I don't care. And Wade, I would say, why don't you just stop worrying about sports so much? Because I will tell you this. Dirk or Kobe does not care about tougher shots in your life, in that they would not care if a sniper shot you from a 50-story window in New York City as you were walking down the street in a crowded area. So stop worrying about the shots that they make. They don't give a fuck about you, so stop caring so much about them and just live a normal life where you can talk about normal things with a person. Just say they're both, you know, good basketball men and move on.
Dear Snowman, I'm going camping for 3 nights and 2 days. What should I do with my hair? I think there are showers there, but I'm not sure. What are some cute ideas for hairstyles? From Erica.
Well, you came to the right place for cute ideas on hairstyles. I'd say just burn your head until you die. You're the last fucking question. What do I care what you have to say about your hair? Your hair is probably shit anyway. 90% of people's hair is garbage. Put on a hat, make a ponytail come out the little hole on the back, because we're all just distracted by that. We all see that ponytail coming out the hole, and we say, oh, well, that took some kind of working. I'm not entirely sure if you just put the hair out the back and then make the ponytail, or then make the ponytail and put the hair out the back. I assume the second one, because that seems a lot easier. But it gives you that one, the one moment we think about your hair, that's all we think about, and then we don't think about it after that. So just do that, okay? Well, that's the end of Power Hour, everybody. We did it. We made it. Can't believe you ate it. Thanks for listening today. I have no idea what this sounds like because I am fucking drunk right now. But I appreciate everybody listening all the time. And I hope you'll all come back soon. I've got my music potted up. I couldn't really do that on my own until I looked at the thing. Don't forget to visit us at HelpfulSnowman.com or Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman. As you can see, I've resorted to doing shows alone. So if you want to be on a show, don't be shy. Let me know. I feel like people are shy about it. Trust me, it's easy. All you do is look at me across and you have a microphone that looks like a huge dick in your face. I don't know why that's such a big deal. Anyway, thanks again for listening. Thanks again for reading, and I'll see you guys soon.